This is Jason Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. The risk of limited human-to-human transmission. More than a fortnight has passed since a strain of pneumonia cases involving a novel coronavirus was first reported in Wuhan. In view of the absence of new cases since the 3rd of January, and zero reports of infected healthcare workers, a German virologist assisting the World Health Organization, WHO, with responding to the outbreak believes the virus may not be highly contagious and is cautiously optimistic about the prospect of fighting the epidemic. Still, many puzzles about the outbreak remain to be solved. For example, the fact that two people in the confirmed cases in Wuhan are a couple has raised concerns about the possibility of limited human-to-human transmission. The confirmed case in Thailand of an infected traveller from Wuhan has also highlighted the risk of the virus emerging outside China. While WHO is satisfied with the way mainland China has responded to the outbreak and the sharing of relevant information so far, some people maintain that the release of information has not been fast or comprehensive enough. The transmissibility of a virus can multiply after mutation. Greater transparency in the release of information will help reduce suspicions and mistrust. Regarding the possibility of limited human-to-human transmission of the virus, WHO has indicated that the odds of a wider spread of the outbreak are still there, and it is necessary to be prepared for that. Hong Kong must remain highly alert, and the mainland authorities must also broaden the scope of their surveillance and increase the transparency of their information.